Lauren, I'm a part of the
Quiet Boat Radio.
I hope you guys enjoy it as much as us. It's coming to
Civic Hits
on the
this Friday the 3rd, 5 p.m. to 1 a.m.
Yes, I'm Comrade Massey, owner of Kivari Fan Club, the Merchant City. I'm absolutely delighted to be part of the show. It's going to show a great side of Glasgow, wee bit of glamour, wee bit of gabber. So, hope to see you there.
There's another 9 of us that we get to see.
Oi, oi, fit like a demon.
Charlene Massey. As promised, here's another episode of Truth Hurts on Clyde Built Radio, and you can catch me closing out their party at Civic House tonight. I'm on at 12 a.m, so
be there.
This first track is a masterpiece from an esteemed member of the Truth Hurts congregation, Pastor Rex featuring Kobe, Ain't Worth the Time.
Don't really love me. You just want the don't host no bunny. You ain't worth the time. You want everything from me. Why don't you say something? And I expected nothing. You ain't worth the time.
Now shit you not when I say this one almost made T-Pain fall off his chair on a Twitch livestream. Real recognized real.
You tell a lot of lies, and I know I ain't wrong. I've been going back and forth in my head. Not good enough when I'm at my best. Got a lot of people around me, no offense. They're taking every cent till I'm dead.
Taking everything I want, changing all of my actions. You would never take on my love. And now I spend my nights lonely, looking at the signs call me. So back again, try to be a better man. You were never sensible. In the past, you were that, making things all difficult. I wish you could have been so different, girl.
Took the liberty of mashing that same track up with some drum and bass, so let's give it another whirl. This bit.
I have to admit, sometimes I like the liquid drum and bass.
And this is, in my humble opinion, one of the most underrated tunes in that genre. It's the Artificial Intelligence remix of K's Cray by Fat Freddy's Drop.
We'll be right back.
The short burst of chaos here is a track by Gator called Callium, which I can only assume is a mixture of ketamine and Valium, a potent sedative used to treat horses with anxiety disorders. He's also from Mannheim, which is probably the reason I confused KMO for being German in the other episode. I discovered them both at the same time. Track is just like a compressed nugget of madness. Just a fucking absolute speedrun of a tune. Next one's similar energy as well. This is from a guy who used to frequent the Truth Hurts Discord server in the early days. Haven't seen him for a while, assume he's hiding out from some unpaid council tax over in America. It's Capitur.
And Lunish were called Tonight, and Jimmy Edgar and Travis Stewart were called Jets.
All right, Granda, everyone knows that. But what you didn't know is that around the same time in Glasgow, there was a duo comprised of Gus, aka Sports Dad, and Massey called Slept On. The name was to guilt everyone, including ourselves, for not paying it enough attention. It's time to remedy that.
We'll be right back. Brilho raio sobre luz fotografia. Mas incêndio, tempestade, inundação. Amazonas, sol no meio do meio do meio-dia. Brilho raio sobre luz fotografia. Mas incêndio, tempestade, inundação.
Operator 3000 with a rework of a Joyce Moreno track called Amazonas. This one's essential for any budding wedding DJ who wants to take it above 160.
Tempestade, inundação. Amazonas, sol no meio do meio do meio-dia. Brilho raio sobre luz, fotografia. Mas incêndio, tempestade, inundação. Amazonas.
Bet you didn't realize that world-renowned DJ Zac Efron could also sing. Not just a DJ. This one's by Camouflage, a real hard-working laddie who, and I feel alright in leaking this to you guys, but we've got him booked for our first Truth Hurts show on July 7th at Bongo Club. This would be as good a time as any to warn you that this mix shifts gear like a fucking rally driver punting premium flake on the side. This one's Dan Larkin featuring Cario 49. I'm gonna attempt the biggest fucking handbrake turn of all time here, so bear with me. next blend is like trying to put the kids to bed after they've had a bit of Rally Driver Special. Here, Mom, you just want to go halves on a gram a beak?
Oh, we've got gear at home, kids.
And the gear at home's fucking PCP. This is so dumb. Just brute forcing it into some chilled hip hop. Or as some might call it, chill hop. You gotta push the boat out sometimes. Let the hair down and all that. But the thing that gives me more pleasure than massacring the vibe of people's tunes is blending together tracks from the Truth Hurts server. Bitch, I do not need no Photoshop. Bitch, I'm real life pretty, that's a photo op. Bring it back like, damn, what you got, shorty? I might fuck you in the bag if you got 40. I got plenty hogs with the water flow. Fuck, it can't possible. Bitch, I need a she go, bro. Food like a needle, dog. On point, young nigga. Flow. Oh my gosh, I'm faking like I need a dog. You a goofy nigga like the movies. Oh yeah, I might fuck your bitch and she a groupie. Bitch, I do not need no Photoshop. Bitch, I'm real life pretty, that's a photo op. That last one was by Alistar. And this one's from Parkinson White and Timmy O, an exclusive to the Truth Hurts USBs we put out. More of them dropping soon if you fancy it.
Young Park is still getting paid. Wait to drip down like a breathing egg. Shawty in the bed, she love my name. I'ma woof her down the chips, cheese and gravy.
Gravy!
We'll be chopping off the top to let it rain. I tell these other bitches, wait till I hate. You can't hang with us. Goofy lame ass, I swipe you out like Candy Crush. Mess around, I'll let the motherfucking bang bust. While I'm back and I'ma let the bang bust.
Yeah, time for another slept on sleeper hit. All the laddies doing the Gay Gordon's fusion dance. This one's unsurprisingly called Bounce Slash Work. Guinness World Record for the amount of times bounce and work are said in a single tune. I think maybe Rihanna's beating it now, to be honest. Juke banger from BSN Posse coming in. The beauty is that we collaborated together with this same project. More on that as this story develops. of audiovisual stees Kami Kamu. Like I always say, unfairly talented. This one's called Chamomile Bullet. Man, switching it up again. Absolute unit of a producer and one of my own personal SoundCloud heroes. This one's Herzloid. I'm an absolute fiend for those dry textures. This one holds some special memories. As always, Emma V produced and sang the entire thing, and she showcased it at the LAB Collective Beat Meet event. And that name is never not going to be funny, I'm sorry. But yeah, that night was put together by Chris Busy Fingers, a really special dude who was a catalyst for a lot of our friendships, and he tragically passed away recently, so I really want to dedicate this track to him. Rest in power, bro. I miss you a lot, man. This track sounds just like him. And trust me, this bit here got wheeled up no less than 4 goddamn times. kind of a wild mix, right? Yeah, this is another person that was unfortunately taken from us at their prime. Of course, the classic Martin Bennett Bothy Culture album, and this track's called Hi! Yeah, I gotta confess, I was really late to the party with Martin Bennett's stuff, you know. Like, I used to get it sent out a lot, and people would be like, here, you know, you'll like this, this is folk music and electronic stuff. But yeah, I find a lot of Keltronica stuff's kinda cheesy, like, it's sorta,
you know, the juxtaposition of folk music with sort of digital technologies, you know, creating a soundscape.
And you know, it's just kind of contrived, but this bangs. Edgy nerds are gonna know this one, no doubt. It's Home by Two Shell. I had to give this one a bit of breathing space because it got rinsed so hard. I told you that there was a BSM Posse and Slept On collab.
There's your dinner on a plate.
Yeah, we all really done a number on this Diana Ross Marvin Gaye sample, if I do say so myself. R.I.P. Marvin, man. Fuck it, R.I.P. everyone. Combo was so smooth that I forgot this bit was even mixing in, you know. This is a track by someone called Nangdo, and it's just called Woo! Very Ric Flair. And simple, easy, one of the best tracks to ever come out of the Boiler Room debut series, in my opinion. Now it's time for another goofy little switch up to bring you something from a regular crowdsource contributor, an amazing producer known as Rayon Venger. Get mad, because I know you've already indulged me enough here, but I've just been hit with an overwhelming urge to play jungle and drum and bass from late 90s / early 2000s console games. It's definitely something that shaped a lot of my music taste, so it's a not so secret passion of mine. I'm really glad to see a lot of Twitter accounts cropping up dedicated exclusively to that. I feel like less of a loser. I'm going to give you to the end of each one to guess the game. that one was Ghost in the Shell Standalone Complex. That's the Damn level. Very techie soundtrack, suits the sci-fi theme to a T. This one's from the PS1 game called Roll Cage. Sick racing game where you could go upside down like those cool RC cars. Soundtrack has Easy Rollers, Aphrodite, and for some reason Fatboy Slim on it. I would have thought that stealthy little number was Easy Rollers, but actually it was a track called Soul Sentiment by Ratman. This one's a little level select loop, so I'll keep it brief. You got it yet? Ape Escape. Yeah, baby! Soundtrack by Soichi Terada, the absolute legend. This song is from a very intense battle mode, one in which my sister and I had a deep rivalry. I'm gonna let this one play out because it progresses quite a lot and I appreciate that. We'll be right back. that's quite enough of that. The blood's drained from my head anyway from the nostalgia boner, so let's find a new means of self-indulgence. See, I love playing tracks from our label and all our wide circle of friends, but you know what? I often neglect to play my own stuff because, you know, it just cringes me out putting my shit out there, but I'm learning to get over it, so part of that healing process is showing you these. So what do you think? Mom said she was going to put it on the fridge. Yeah, I'm no longer dying of embarrassment to show people my stuff, so it's quite an exciting chapter for me. I'm putting together an EP, well, three of them in fact, but I'll fill you in on that later. For now, check this out. We'll be right back. Yeah, I've got a special OnlyFans Gold tier subscriber version of this. I don't often listen to it because I'm feared of getting demoitis, but...
Yeah, it's a Leona Lewis acha just spread over the top like Lurpak, mate.
Do you know what? I used to hate the instrumental for Bleeding Love, but it sounds so good over that track. The vocals are amazing. I wonder how Leona Lewis is doing, man. I've not heard from her for a bit. I hope she's not doing MLMs and all that. Pyramid schemes. But yeah, this whole EP concept is going to be some soundtracks for games that don't exist. And there's going to be two main ones that follow in the footsteps of, say, Pokemon Red and Blue, you know, Gold and Silver, Ruby and Sapphire. Heartless marketing ploy, if you own both of them, you get the third one, which is, of course, you know, Yellow, Crystal, Emerald, whatever you want to call it. I saw a tweet recently where someone was saying you should just end tunes decisively, you know, at the end of a bar rather than just kind of fading it out like a coward. And while they were joking, I'd like to say a heartfelt fuck you. You know? Why not, man? The fact that audio technology allows us to fade the volume down linearly at the end of a tune, you know, that should be an aesthetic choice. You know, I get that it's been overused in previous decades and stuff, but there's something nice about the way something fades out, you know what I mean? As if the tune is going to continue on without you and you never really need to listen to that anyway. I don't know, it's kind of, it's quite heartwarming, you know? It's definitely like the nice ending credits to a film or something. We'll be right back. vocals by Rachel Kate Noble, otherwise known as RKN. I implore you to check out both of our mixes we did for Morgan Hislop's old show on Represent Radio. Truth Hurts Represent Takeover incoming as well. Well, you'll have to excuse me, ma'am. This part made me lose my composure somewhat. There you go. That's four individual bits from the new project, and I hope you liked it. But if you didn't, just keep it to yourself, because my heart can't take it, man. Yeah. Anyway, moving on to the last section once again. And I gotta say, I'm actually still having fun laughing at these two-year-old jukebox AI samples. And yeah, well, I'm well aware of all these new generative AI models and the fact that there was an NTS show made entirely from AI music. I just feel we're not quite there yet. I respect it, but still... Went last night and made a few different things on a few different platforms, and they were fucking honking. Also sick of seeing these fake TikTok videos where they're like, look what I made, watch out artists, and it's like so clearly pre-made, like some Neil Buchanan art attack piece of shit. Hello, it's me, the Ed, and you could stick your fake trolling AI shite up your bloody ass. I'm gonna listen to a really trippy version of Jack Johnson sounding like a robot. Mama shark, little bruised my shark. Bruised my shark. Mama shark, we little girl. Mama shark, daddy shark, mommy shark, daddy shark. This is baby shark. What the fuck? Mama shark, grandma shark. Grandma shark. See, yeah, there's no mistaking it now. This thing has been infected by baby shark. Someone just got shot. That was like a Wilhelm scream. Yeah, this is some honking early 2000s fucking happy-go-lucky iPod advert shit. It really sounds like your sleep paralysis demons are filming a porno in front of you. Grammar shark. Here's their comment here saying, I love the way it descends into bubbling flesh noises. Have you ever wanted the ASMR of getting sucked off by Nunu from the Teletubbies? Because this is it, folks. Holy shit. It just ends. Just like this show is about to right now.